right now, but I was talking to a DJ earlier whose name I will not mention, who's going on a family trip. And family going on trips with family, depending on family relationships, could be really stressful. So maybe, and we've had some of those calls. So maybe you're going on a road trip or a plane trip. 201-209-9368. We got time for a couple of more calls. Maybe the economy is bumming you out. Gas is like $4.30 a gallon in New Jersey. I used to go down the shore like twice a week to visit my dad and take Tico down the shore. I think I'm cutting down on the amount of trips I'm taking because of gasoline. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. people are nearing the end of the semester in college and high school.
You want study tips?
201-209-9368. Study tips from Abby and Alan. 201-209-9368. The phone lines are open. Hi, you're on the radio.
Alan, Abby, sorry.
What's up, Zach? Why are you sorry?
Hey.
How do you start with I'm sorry?
Well, it's just because, it's not anyone new. It's just me.
It's just you. It's just Zach.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh,
Zach.
I appreciate y'all, too. I know. If people aren't calling, I'll call in.
Thanks for apologizing.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I don't want to cause any consternation or anything.
No.
You know? I'm trying to keep your stress levels down, Alan.
Thank you. That's why you're here. Thank you, Zach. You need advice?
Definitely. So,
how do you know people weren't calling?
My youngest
people weren't calling.
She's got an attitude all the time. I mean, she's giving a lot of sass and lip, and she's going through that transition, I think. She's
how old is she?
Nine soon.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Oh.
What did you say? She's giving you a lot of sass? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
A lot of lip. That you tell her to do something, she'll mock your voice.
Without cursing. Oh, she'll like mock you and stuff. So she just hit
you. Yeah. Mm. And you're just, oh, man.
Dang.
Were you ever a jerky kid, Abby? You probably were not. No. Were you?
I think there were probably moments where I was like, ugh, but.
I meet kids at different places, like, depending on where I am. I've met, like, teenagers who were just, like, they never go, or even, like, 8, 9, 10, or usually teenagers who were just jerks.
Yeah.
Like, really just.
There's some
just
real mean kids out
mean,
there.
Yeah, and, but sometimes I meet kids who just have a maturity level, at, like, in their early teens that are just, like, I don't know, something different happens to them somehow. And I think when I was a jerk, I think my dad used to just like, I just remember in hindsight, he still like ignore me.
Yeah.
And just like not even want to, like, I think it gets to a point where sometimes you just want to get away from your kids. I don't know. I'm not a dad, man. It's a hard one. It's hard one because I watch my friends going through it.
Yeah.
And it's like how to
what
balance.
What do they do? Anything good? Anything worthwhile?
Well, it's a balance of not wanting to constantly harp, but also like helping them recognize you're being even. Yeah, I know your world is the center of the universe, but you're kind of being an a-hole right now. And do you really want to be that? Is that who you want to be? I know you're like the coolest kid in the world because you're 17 and you're doing this and you're doing that. But just trying to like enforce that you don't really want to be a jerk.
Yeah.
When you can, but also not completely harping on things all the time. It's a balance is all I could say. And I don't know because I don't have kids and I'm glad I don't. But I do see and I sort of talk to my friends about it and help them through those times just to let them talk and vent. Because sometimes even the best kids in the world, and my friends all have amazing kids, but sometimes kids can be jerks. I know, because I was the biggest jerk when I was a kid. So that's all I could do.
And you turned out great.
Yeah, sure.
When you engage with them on it.
Yeah, that you balance how much you engage, otherwise, I don't know. Give
them with zingers, like, huh? Go back.
Give them their space. Give them their space, too. Balance of educating or, not but giving them their space. Hey, I want to take another call.
Love it.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks baby. Thanks, Alan.
Damn it, there was two calls. This is what happens at the end of the show. The phones ring like crazy.
Trying to get in.
I think I might want a phone screener just to put people on hold. because I think the answer with the cell phones, phones don't ring endlessly like landlines used
to.
201-209-9368. We have 2 minutes left. We might as well do the station ID now. You're listening to, what are we listening to here? Abby?
Ask Alan?
Oh, yeah. WFMU New Star News, WMFU Mount Hope.
New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org.
Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. In the meantime, we got time for another call. 201-209-9368. Abby, thank you. This has been really fun. I thought we were going to have like 8 million calls, but instead I got to just talk to you a lot, and that's even cooler. So we would like one more call, 201-209-9368. Usually Peter calls right now with some sort of, he usually wants to give advice and not take advice. But we're just going to let the planets roll out as we give it up to put the needle on the record in about 1 minute. Thank you, Abby.
Thank you, Alan.
I hope to hear you on the radio very soon. And oh, and check out Abby from Mars on Bandcamp if you don't know her music. You got about 20, you got a minute.
Perfect. Yeah, with Abby being there, I was just wondering if you guys have any advice on like balancing like a day job and an art job, because I have like a freelancing gig right now. I'm a video editor. Mm-hmm. But it's like difficult because I have like a really intense day job that's like 9 to 6 on the weekdays.
The calls like this always come in at the end. I want to talk to this guy for 5 minutes. Abby, you got to give him a quick one.
I don't know if you find this, but I find if I stop and take a break when I'm done with my day job, I might be out for the rest of the night. So I kind of keep the momentum that I already have if I had a high energy work day, and I just like keep going. That's my like number one practical tip, I think. And then number two, I don't know, weekends are beautiful. Uninterrupted time is the best. But also chipping away a little bit each day. It's like two strategies that I recommend. You know,
put the needle on the record. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're already planning to repeat it. They say you're too conceited when you know your value. Trying to shush the keynote speaker, pump up the volume. So we can let the people hear that new sub. Rock with Marcus D, that BA3. Run and get your sunblock. For the sunshine and audio form, toss your cardigan. This song will keep the audience warm. We'll be honest the norm. Spot us in the Japan times. Shine until we left them with tan lines. Skin tatted with one of Stan's lines. Known to be quote worthy. Shut it down even if they putting us on early. Show and prove we never show mercy. On the beach rocking socks and slides like we scared to get toes dirty. Basking in the hit of the drum. Still wishing you were kissed by the sun. But this sufficient for some. One. We the sun, people under river one. People, so I got you, got you, got you. For the sun seekers, you can hear the sun speaking. Cause we got you, got you, got you. We ain't done either, you know I'm my son's keeper. So I got you, got you. We tough times, when it's crunch time. Count on us for that.
Audio sunshine. I'm from the golden and anytime I rhyme, you feel the sun shining over from Los Angeles, California. You can feel the wind blowing against my golden skin. When the sun shines down, you got no choice but to soak it in. As the globe spins, half the planet is lit from solar energy, which makes the enemy in eclipse rich melanin. Makes my family black as the galaxy, which is the same color of God. That's within in the sun, which is one with the one, plus the nine planets he spun, making the family out of the solar system.
listen. Listen, the truth makes you sweat like the sun when it glistens. Even if it's a 93 million mile distance, this is the light of our existence. For many centuries, the sun was our religion. Hard to miss it, isn't it? It's the brightest star in it. If you sleep earth and you give birth, trying to kiss it. Sunshine.
We the sun people under ripple one people, so I got you, got you, got you. For the sun seekers, you can hear the sun speaking, cause we got you, got you, got you. We ain't done either, you know I'm a sun's keeper, so I got you, got you. Tough times, when it's crunch time, count on us for that.
Audio sunshine.
You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out you, sweet kiss, kiss by, just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out you, sweet. You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Blowing out you, blowing out you, blowing out you, sweet. You just wanna be kissed by the sun. Born on a Sunday, the sun of sunny's a sun god. Waiting for clouds to walk, like a sun cry. Sunflower, samurai, live, fight, and die for my peace. Mark and Blue said it out west, now I rise in the east. The empire of the sun, now I'm walking on a dream. Fly, but I don't get too high, so I don't burn my wings. Everybody love the sunshine, so cold is adjourned. Sun is shining like we celebrate my solo return. She the sunshine of my life, ain't no sunshine when she gone. Brighten up my life, my God, that light that helped me carry on. Every song and artist mention had a music, I'm no different. You inspire while distracting my attention. 1 minute, here come the sun. With one John Paul, George, Ringo, sun. Same, same thing outside, never outdone. Here comes the sun, the centerpiece of heaven above. It is light, it is warmth, it is love. We are one, the sun.
Yeah, it's WFMU Radio. Put the needle on the record. I'm Billy Jam. What's your name, fool?
It's your boy, Senor Gigio.
Senor Gigio, where are we at today?
Yo, we in Lloyd's Record Shop over here in the town.
In the town of Oakland, California, on the Ave, that's Telegraph Avenue, 3824 Telegraph Avenue, Oakland, California, Lloyd's Record Store, which is a pretty darn amazing vinyl record store. I'm just in awe. I'm looking at all these metal records around here. I'm thinking of the ones I have. Minor Threat, Talking Heads, so many of these. I have and need others.
Yeah, definitely. It's dope.
So anyway, we're going to have a pretty good show for you today. A lot of brand new music. The FMU crew is James the Engineer back in Jersey City. Me, Billy Jam, and Senor Gigio here in Oakland, California on the Ave. That's Telegraph Avenue. This is part two. Last week we were at Winky Dinky Dogs. That was fun.
It was epic.
Oh, and by the way, speaking again, all of the coincidences, Digital Underground.
Right.
You know, our guest last week was from Digital Underground, member of the crew, former member. And since then, Klee passed away, a member of Digital Underground from 1993.
Yeah.
Too soon. Anyway, so this show is dedicated to him. We'll be chatting with the folks here from Lloyd, the Lloyd's crew. That's Lloyd himself, Lloyd Cargo, Aaron Levin. I'm not sure if he's in the house. And, of course, Dale the Man is here. And then we got DJ Sciatica, who did a great video about all the record stores on Telegraph Avenue. And we're going to chat with him about crate digging because he is an expert in vinyl hunting. But first, let's get into a set of some brand new 2026 hip-hop. What do you say?
Hey, let's do it.
Okay, this is from Wales in the UK. This is FernQuest and DJ Alchemy. It's called Class A on WFM. You know.
Lots of gamble when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older. Lots of gamble when you're messing with the Class A. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight. I know tomorrow is a promise, so it's best you make the most of today. Make your moves and don't be wasting away. Release yourself from the chains and stay from the cell that's on the mains. Cause life on this estate just might contaminate your brain, and it's a shame. Good kids turning borderline insane. They're masking the pain, but still their hearts full up of flames. Addiction takes a hold, and there was time for them to change. Putting white into the pipe, injecting H into the vein. Reoccurring affair. They
say that he used to be strong, but now he's frail with grey hair. It only took a year, look how quick he got there. Stealing money from his family, no longer playing fair. No love for himself, his day by day neglecting himself. Shoplift, take your door from the shelf. Backstreet moving stealth. No wash or he smells, it's one step closer to hell. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the classic. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the classic. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight. Cause they be acting from a team. Broken home, they got to go get it by any means. Pocket full of cycles on the line, serving the fiends. They started with the 10 shots, then ballers and teams. When I got some boxes to supply the whole scene, thought he needed protection, so he bought himself a piece. Thinking he was stress free, but far from peace. And now he's being watched by police. And his face is well known by the chief. Yeah, his face is well known by the Sarge. And the sentence he's headed for is large. But for now, he's nice and comfy, got this turbo on his car. Stuck a rollie on his wrist to make a Mac. Booking flights at any time to fly far. Spent profits from the bar at the bar. Until one day he tripped up and fell. Ended up in the cell. Now he's sentenced to 25 in hell. Sentenced to 25 in hell. That's how it goes. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the classic. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older. Life's a gamble when you're messing with the classic. You never know when it can be your last day. See them addicts on the street, then overdosing, going over. Shutters in the cell and getting eight until he's older.
Seven is my lesson, do the math with the brethren. Master teachers and the reverend are the leaders in my session. I'm the blessing, the light, the universe in my circle. Wisdom cipher, cycle. I'm giving revivals, water to wine just by reading the Bible. Looking out for the anti, that's my arch rival. I spark minds, though outside of religion, it's a whole new world with a brand new composition. My ritual is to reach the pinnacle within the individual. Until the day, I do not need the physical, I'm here with you. Through your stereo, what's the scenario? Trust the imperial, LL, no matter where the road. The most merciful, out here church and folk. Serving soul, soul, universal, universal, universal. Go vertical, so versatile. Flow like a convertible when I converse with folks. Come work it though, yo. I only got two bars left, and 85% of y'all is either mute or deaf.
They either mute or deaf, they either dumb or blind. I come in the name of Allah, the greatest of all time. Maybe like, if you the Lord, give me one more sign. Just make my skin lighter, help my hair become more fine. You know you're out of pocket, stop it, you too pompous. You need a new direction in life, a new compass. Your toes keep touching the line with true monsters. I'm always going to illuminate the new answers. Look, no new nonsense, my new conscience is scouring the face of the earth for new content. From the new Negro to the new Jim Crow to a new tempo, where the kinfolk seek new info. And the crew 10 toes in a benzo from the men intro. How the shit went though, was long like an extendo that hit the target and still shattered the next window. A killer's wish is a trigger finger that's left sinful. That shit'll pull a thousand reps, then do more sets. Pushing itself a few more steps to shoot more or less. The Lord won't bless a sneeze from the nose of the tech. If it's at your neck, you'll freeze if you too hold tech. The streets is hotter than the sign of every day your episode. The path seem crowded, let me take a separate road. Set the tone, you sowing a seed that never grows. It shows a whole half of the tale was never told.
And the man hasn't changed his methods. And the man hasn't changed his method. He still waves a violent fist. And as far as he's concerned, as a man among men, you don't even exist. He created a dream way up in the sky.
Cause I'm so smooth. Shit crazy.
For the roles, the president you copped it in gold. Stop and behold the flies. You can bet it's only bums that's buyers. Best believe among us some son with the itis, one of the nicest. Sugar Hill still real, no vices. Bigger bills, lips sealed in his likeness to God. Heaven or hell, a destiny tell. You in the cut, sizing me up, just measure me well. Satin lapel, black patent leather Chanel's, double breasted as if I etched it, finessing it well. I made it, upgraded. Street slang can never be jaded. Mention me, speak my name with your favorites. Elated, I lasted. Any perpetrating, push past it. Chasing paper, I'm a part of the classics. They listen. If faced with any major decisions, just know I'm straight and pray I'm forgiven.
I'm so high, so high.
Legs is less sad when you left for dead. Let it spread, be a boss, invest some bread. That's what he said, Johnny Dredd. He was off his mess. Ferrari van, rather stack than party instead. Play the back, all our actions don't involve me with fans. A cog on the rag, I'm vocal. Pressing politics, we're supposed to. Posting Wally pics from the old school won't hold you. I'm working, and know me is to meet me in person. Stay dolly, seeking and searching. It's more, me get humble. Could move 100 deep if I want to. But know it's best to creep when you come through, it's caution. 100 mil, a wheel of fortune. My portion buried 6 feet, sealed in the coffin, was cracking. I'm tapped in, vapping and stacking. Stashing grants and still spinning them jacks.
And I'm so grateful. All these days I prayed for. Blessings pour like rainfall. Shower me eternally. I'm so grateful. Hard times kept me faithful. Stay down when my day was. Shiny beams like shiny screens.
WFMU Radio, coming to you live from the Ave, that's Telegraph Avenue, Oakland, California, 3824 to be specific, and we are coming to you live from Lloyd's Records. I'm Billy Jam.
Señor Gigio.
What are we hearing that set there?
Yo, we just heard Fern Quest and DJ Alchemy, Class A, Win or Lose, new project out now. Then we heard Blue in Exile, TSOD, featuring Black Thought, Time Heals Everything, the new album. And then we heard a brand new one from AZ, So High, featuring Moo Moo Fresh, off the album Quiet Money. Mass Appeal release, new one right now.
And what I love about all those is that how each MC has such a distinctive voice, like Blue and of course Black Thought. You know, you know right away who it is and you love it.
Yeah. The production is banging too.
Yeah. So anyway, we're here at Lloyd's Records, and I'm going to talk to the man who for whom the record store was named after. That's Lloyd Cargo. Hey, man, thank you so much for having us here.
It's an honor to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much. And we'll get that closer to you. When did you open up this store? About a year or so ago?
Yeah, in January of 2025. So we're almost a year and a half old.
So we're going to have DJ Sciatati, a.k.a. Tim, stop by. And he did a video of all the record stores on Telegraph Avenue recently.
Yeah.
That I thought was so good, I invited him to stop by. But he included, of course, Lloyd's Records. And he had a comment about how he said, this record store is so amazing. And he said, what sets it apart is that it feels like it's been here forever.
I love that. I take that as a great compliment. That's all I'm trying to create is a version of my living room that everyone's welcome in.
Yeah. Now, for folks who are listening on the radio, let's just describe it. You have, like, just rows and rows, crates and crates of records, vinyl only, right?
We also have tapes. We have CDs. We got some basketball cards. We got posters.
But predominantly records.
Predominantly records, for sure. But, I love ephemera and anything that's associated with music, basically. Yeah.
So why did you do this? Were you working in another record store? Were you a music collector?
I've been working at record stores since I was 14 years old and accumulating stuff and just thought it was time to give it a go.
Which record stores?
I started at Shady Dog Records in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike and Dave. They were my mentors. And then I worked at Wazoo Records in Ann Arbor, Michigan for a long time.
Nice.
And I've been selling records on eBay and just hustling.
When did you move to the Bay Area?
Moved to the Bay Area in 2008. So, I've lived here now longer than I've lived anywhere else. It's my home.
So when you opened up the store, did you have all of this stock?
I had a lot. I had been accumulating stuff for a while. We also do consignment, and we're just constantly hustling and buying collections. I had a decent amount, but, you know.
So how would you describe the record store in terms of the different genres that you have here?
We're predominantly used. On the new side, we kind of focus on dance music, house, techno, etc. For the used stuff, I love all kinds of music. So we have everything from gospel to jazz and rock. We have a medieval section. We have a Miami bass section. We have high energy disco. We a little bit of everything. Yeah. Country,
A lot of good punk, too.
Some punk,
I see you got
the
Germs album up there.
Absolutely. I think there's something in every genre. You can't carry everything, so I just try and carry music that I think is cool.
So if you check out, mainstream media, they're always doing stories on the vinyl return and how it's sort of coming back. What do you think? Do you think it never went away or what?
I mean, it kind of did go away for a little while in the late 90s, early 2000s, but I think with the rise of streaming and digital and stuff, people want a tangible connection to their music. I think that it makes sense. You can have a permanent collection. You don't have to have every album in the world, but what you collect means something to you, and you have memories associated with it in a way that you can't just by clicking a button.
Yeah. And you know what I love, too? I love that you have the turntable over here with the headphones, so people can listen to the music, because that's the way it used to be back in the day, but not for a long time.
You got to have a listening station, especially if you want people to discover music they haven't heard before.
Yeah. So do you ever do any in-stores here?
We do. We do events. We frequently have DJs. Sometimes we'll have, smaller live performances. And, we try to. We post about them on our Instagram. It's just at Lloyd's Records.
Yeah. So in terms of people looking for vinyl, the customers come in here. And by the way, right now, it's been pretty busy since we got here. You got a lot of people coming in and out. What is the most surprising record buyer and request that you've encountered?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I just love uniting people with the record they've been looking for a long time. So, recently I had a young lady come in that was looking for Minnie Riperton's Adventures in Paradise. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a copy in the store, but I happen to have one at home, so I told her to come back tomorrow. I'll bring it in for you.
And when you say young lady, I wanted to ask you, too, what age groups come in here? Typically?
Oh, it's all over the place, which is really great. I'm seeing teenagers and people my age and older, so it's pretty multi-generational.
Yeah. And Aaron Levin, he's your partner. He set it up, opened this with you. He's your business partner?
He's my business partner. He's responsible for a lot of the new stuff. He's also got a real job, so that's why he's not here now. But no, I couldn't have done it without him.
And you got Dale, the man.
Oh, Dale's...
He's the man.
Dale is holding it down. He is the man. I recommend coming on the weekends when Dale's working if you want someone to be really nice to you.
Knowledgeable and very friendly.
Oh, absolutely.
Love that guy. Anyway, he's going to jump on later and do some shout-outs. Do you want to do any shout-outs now?
Oh, boy. Well, shout-out to everyone that's rolled through here and everyone that's going to, you know. Come on down.
And it is, of course, Lloyd's Records, and it's on the Ave, Telegraph Avenue. Hey, you know what? I just started reading the book Telegraph Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's so funny because it's about a record store. It's perfect. I just started reading it this morning, 12 years later. I love it. Anyway, you are located at 3824 Telegraph Avenue, not far from MacArthur Bart on Telegraph Avenue between 38th and 40th Streets. And Lloyd Cargo, thank you so much for having
WFMU
here today. We're going to continue with some more Bay Area music because it's all about the Bay, the Yay. This is T-Roy, a.k.a. Reezy. And Dance Like It's 92 on what's the station called, Gigio?
WFM, you know.
I'm 20 summers in, yeah, it's perfect timing. Yeah, mama said move smooth, never chase a shine. Now it's cognac glass in my cufflinks shining. From the blocks to the charts, yeah, it's perfect alignment. Now the whole city moving when I'm rhyming. DJ, let it breathe real slow. Let the horns come in, let the live drums roll. That's a cookout classic with a global glow. Dance like it's 92, y'all, let's go. I said bounce with it, slide with it. 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said hey, okay. Dance like it's 92 all day. I said bounce with it, slide with it. 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said hey, okay. Dance like it's 92 all day. Sun's out, shades on, feeling real cool. Slide to the function like I made all the rules. DJ, spin it back, don't play it low. If it ain't got that bounce in the party, don't move. Hold up, who got the vibe on lock? Got the crowd hella lit when the beat drop. Got Unk two-stepping out his flip-flops. Auntie's all frilling, but she's still on top. I'm like, wait, let me talk my talk. I'm a smooth operator when I hit that walk. From the 415 where we mob and floss. Now the whole world copy how the bay just talk. Left side bounce, right side lean. If you feel that slap, go and step on the scene. When I step on the stage, whole crowd go yay. From the 415, let me hear y'all say. I said bounce with it, slide with it. 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said hey, okay. Dance like it's 92 all day. With it, slide with it, 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said, hey, okay, dance like it's 92 all day. Now I say two-step, you say slide, two-step, two-step. When I say old school, you say vibe, old school, old school. When I say two-step, you say slide, two-step, two-step. When I say old school, you say vibe, old school. Old school, slide on them, glide on them, keep it playing my when we ride on them. From the 415 to the globe, dance like it's 92, let's go. I said slide on them, glide on them, keep it playing my when we ride on them. From the 415 to the globe, dance like it's 92, let's go. I said bounce with it, slide with it, 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said hey, okay. 92 all day. I said bounce with it, slide with it. 92 vibe, let's ride with it. I said hey, okay. Dance like it's 92 all day. Thank you.
architect. And Solar Anzu and the DJ journeyed on.
Representing the best of Emirates. Test your melanin and us on them words. In all the wild times, these rhymes keep streaming. And my peak prime only starts when I'm leaving. I'm part of the weaving, the fabric of reason. I channel every feeling for balance and the leaning. The tragedy, the beaming, the challenge and the dreaming. Magically make it to the meaning, seamless. Heights of the mind fly zone. Mind's high on a microphone. You are now honed into a style of flow. Notching up another milestone, like so. Up the mic fly zone. Mind's high on a microphone. You are now honed into a style flow. Notching up another milestone. Like so. Like so. Like so. Notching up another milestone. Like so.
And we're back, WFMU Radio, Put the Needle on the Record, the show. Today's one is called Put the Needle on the Telegraph Avenue, Part 2, coming to you live from Lloyd's Records on Telegraph Avenue, 3824 Telegraph Ave. You're MacArthur Bart. I'm rolling like Bart Giggio.
Yo.
And it is between 38th and 40th Streets. And in that set of music, we heard some music from the Bay and era.
You know? Yeah, T. Roy, a.k.a. Reezy, Dance Like It's 92. In the year 2026, let's dance like it's 1992. And then we heard a new one from The Architect off his new Stone's Throw Records album release, The Greatest Story Never Told, Cosmic Consummation. And we heard the brand new single from The Vet out in Ireland, Re-Raw, Like So, out now.
Nice. And a shout out to that hip-hop veteran from Ireland, from Scary Era originally. And The Architect, he's for that one, he samples all of Stone's Throw releases, right?
Right.
Yeah, which is cool. So anyway, we're going to be talking with the man who knows all about every record store on Telegraph Avenue in a little bit. But this mic break, we're going to do a rundown of what's happening. It is a full moon weekend. Shout out to Celeste in Smallbony. Also, Chris in the Redwoods and everybody else tuned in today. It is May Day, May Day, May Day. So things are happening all over for that. But then tomorrow, what's going on in the Bay? We've got a lot of stuff going on in the Bay, happenings.
Yeah, May 2nd, tomorrow, 12 to 2 p.m., the Anarchist Utopian Potluck Picnic. For folks who love mutual aid, gift economy, cooperatives, and horizontalism. At Lake Merritt, near the pergola, by the bike racks, sponsored by the Anarchist Utopian News.
All right. And also happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 2nd, is WFMU's Money Hall in Jersey City. That's where our man James is doing the engineering. And there's going to be a screening of the documentary on the late, great female blues legend, Big Mama Thornton. I can't be anyone but me. It'll be hosted by WFMU's own DJ Susie Hot Rod with a Q&A to follow the new documentary with the film's director, Robert Clem. It's a 7:30 p.m. screening. Buy tickets online. Get them right away because I know they're selling out fast. You can find a link on the WFMU website.
So Wednesday, May 6th, The Far Side is live at Brooklyn Bowl in Brooklyn, New York, 8 p.m. show. And then San Jose, California born rapper and singer Snow the Product will be headlining the UC Theater on University Avenue in Berkeley on May 7th. That's next Thursday.
And here in Oakland, a.k.a. The Town, is happening next week, May the 9th and 10th. That's next weekend at the Oakland Convention Center. It's going to be the big Comic-Con Oakland. Then May the 10th here in Oakland will be a record swap at Ghost Town Brewing, located in West Oakland on Adeline Street.
Word. Then we got May 9th, Saturday, May 9th, 1 to 5 p.m., a free EDM electronic afternoon DJ show celebrating Ohm Records' 30th anniversary party with DJs Mark Farina, Colette B2B, DJ Heather, Shiny Objects, and J Boogie. Daytime, free, all ages at Embarcadero Plaza, downtown San Francisco, near the Ferry Building.
And also in the SCO, a.k.a. San Francisco, Santa Gold at the Castro Theater on Castro Street on Saturday, May the 16th. Earlier that same day, but 3,000 miles back east at WFMU's headquarters will be WFMU's Monty Hall Record and CD Fair at 43 Montgomery Street, Jersey City. Starts at 11 a.m. Tickets available at the door.
May 18th in New York City at Sony Hall in the Times Square area, Currency will be headlining a show with Fendi P, Ty Cooper, and Amon Jones.
And Chaka Khan will be in Oakland on May the 20th, not singing, but talking with host Chan Berry as part of the Conversations in Music series that takes place at the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts in Oakland, May the 20th.
May 30th, Kid Cudi presents the Rebel Ragers Tour 2026 coming to Madison Square Garden, New York City.
New York City, just like I pictured it. It's Put the Needle on the Records, WFMU Radio. We're coming to you live from Lloyd's Records for 1 hour here today. And it's good to be here. It's located at 3824 Telegraph Ave. So if you're tuned in and you're somewhere in the area, stop by, say hi, and buy a record. A vinyl. Let's continue with the music. This is another brand new one. Pretty much everything just came out in the last few weeks that we're playing today. This one is Dysfunctional Family. It's a single. We played a track last week from it. This is The Other Side. And it features, it's called Lay Up, features Napoleon the Legend, Neja Nefertiti, and more artists. Check the playlist for all the details, and it's here on WFMU.
We go over the plays before the game starts. Splash Squad, bring the pain before the rain starts. 87 verses, 6 albums, 20,000 sold. This underground game is out of control. Bass blocked the shot straight to Nejma. She threw the oop. I threw it down and the energy went through the roof. It's a team sport where y'all compete against each other. I congratulate the wins of my sisters and my brothers. Running drills, shooting like 10,000 jumpers. Crossover made a defender look like he crumpet. No flaws in my game, I can shoot threes and dunk it. Dribble my ass off, got his two knees buckling. Hold up the follow through for mid-court range. I serve you up a cold ass dish, a shrimp low main. The heckling from the court side, a glance and I smile. Make a whole ass pro look like an amateur child.
Call a timeout, 30 seconds to get my rhyme out. Better sub King James, a homie with the eyebrow. Find out, heckling just won't work. Be the last sentence while shoots like Charlie Kirk. See the smirk, my rival, Bass, Elijah, Juan. Reason the pack got no title. I'm Young Michael, necklace with the flight shoes. Shooters high through plans like I'm Abdul. Me and the pole gon' be easy like a pick and roll. Put the ring on your brother like a Paul Gasol. Back door flush-ish like a toilet bowl. Weak side help. Double clutching the finger roll. Full court press. Man, I can hold my own. Don't need help. Scared. You better get a dog cooking you. Dribble juice. Shifting you. Finish you. Something nasty like prison food. Stupid food. Never do what the winners do. You do the type of dumb ish that the Knicks would do. Pitiful. No tennis shoes. No interviews. Fans never waving like rivers do. Pray.
This my court, I hold the fort. Just hit a three, now we own the score. We ain't new to this, we veterans, better than any players. Move like a Bedouin ahead of them. Jordan with my tongue out in the air again. It's our era to win. New York, not American. Heroin, how I serve them when they let the pharaoh in. Lay them up, hang them dry, pure arrogance. Pass it to Poe, we done gain more publicity. This game is a gain all victory. Made history, not even one injury. Delivery straight to the hole consistently. These whack opponents' fingers too slippery. Soon as they let go, I'm metro. My people sitting in select rows. Let's go. Light rail speed, ain't gotta tell them how the rest go.
Chicks that get in frigid mud. Not sure who your OG is, but that sucks. I'm on some Kendrick with they exhibiting ain't us. Cowardly retreats, guess your work ain't live enough. My OG taught me gonna get it till you get enough. Then put somebody else in position to get they stuff. What mission you living, permission was given. Assassinating my character, already predicted, attempted. I rock a backpack still, but snatch your on some pimp, I will. She just for inspiration, dog, chill. Disciplines and desires, which one get you inspired? I'm motivated and tired, that shit won't get you hired. Not on your square, unaware that shit get you fired. Not evolving, problem solving, get you expired. Disciplines and desires, which ones get you inspired? I'm motivated and tired, that shit won't get you hired. Not on your square, unaware that shit get you fired. Not evolving, problem solving, you get expired. My heart is cold, like the 300 miles beyond Detroit's road. Marble countertops, forces made of gold. Deliver bad news, blocks me from that fast rules. That's because the cash rules, got it cheap like fast food. Since days of sad soon, Caesar with the half moon. Kyrie with the crap moves, y'all not gonna draft. Ooh, that's a bad, bad move. Smarter than young Watson, so I have more than one option. Hear my story in reverse, and it's sort of popping. Got an order dropping, standing on business. If it's conflict, I'm loyal to the bomb hits. My soil is beyond rich, full of minerals and generals, not on some comp. West Atlanta conflict, won't do it for no content. I do it for my conscience, not moving on no nonsense. I ain't with it for the short term, skip the slow burn. Heard your mama had a ball fade with a short perm. Oakland City with me, got Ben Hill with me, got East Point with me, then my parts of the city. I keep long sense, cause they confiscate that paper. Got a passport out of Greece, another one out of Jamaica. You disrespect the team, I introduce you to your maker. Don't understand that now, hope you won't get it later. This is major, this is close. 2 milli, yeah. Disciplines and desires, which one get you inspired? I'm motivated and tired, that shit won't get you hired. Not on your square, unaware that shit they get you fired. Not evolving, problem solving, get you expired. Disciplines and desires, which ones get you inspired? I'm motivated and tired, that shit won't get you hired. Not on your square, unaware that shit they get you fired. Not evolving, problem solving, you get expired.
FMU.
No.
It's WFMU Radio. Put the needle on the record, the name of the track. The name of the show. Put the needle on Telegraph Avenue, part two. We're at Lloyd's Records this week. We were about, how many blocks away were we last week? Not too far, maybe seven blocks over at Winky Dinky Dogs.
A little 2-3 minute drive.
I love it. And next week, I'm going to be doing a female, put the needle on the FemCs part 2026, part four. And I'm also going to be a guest of Mona on her show earlier on Friday.
Nice.
So what do we hear right there, Senor Gigio?
Yeah, we just heard Dysfunctional Family, Napoleon the Legend, Grey Wolf, and Nejma Nefertiti, Layup Line, brand new. Then we heard Achiavelli, Cairo Static, another brand new track, 2026. And we just heard Señor Chaos and a producer named Two, Discipline or Desire, another brand new track.
And another Señor, spelt the same way. So I was thinking, you Señors, we'll have to try and get the two of you together.
I'm with it.
Even if we can only get him on the phone to do a freestyle back and forth or record a track with you.
You know.
And put it out. Anyway, we are here at a great record store, Lloyd's Records, on Telegraph Avenue in the town. That's Oakland, California. And it's located at 3824 Telegraph Ave, not far from the MacArthur BART. And we're doing a whole series for the year of 2026. Going to go up and down the Ave of all types of places. There's so many. There's the Lotus Mushroom Store. There's weed stores. There's clothing stores. There's pretty much all like independent. We don't do any corporate-ish.
Nah.
Anyway, we got Tim, DJ Sciatica, who did an amazing video. Speaking of record stores up and down the avenue, he did a great video that's, I've got a poster there, an image of it, and I'm going to, and a link to it, but I'm going to embed it at the end of this. I'm not going to do it right now because when you embed a video, it tends to slow down the playlist. So, Tim, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
So, I love that video that you did, and you just started up your YouTube channel. What's it called again?
What I call it, Fantasy Roundabout.
Yeah, and you set it up only like about a month ago, but you've done some incredible videos in that short time.
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
So what inspired you to do the one of Telegraph Avenue Record Stores?
I mean, I live here in Berkeley, and you know, I go to record shops pretty much every day. So I found myself just going up and down Telegraph all the time.
Yeah.
It's my neighborhood, basically.
Right.
And so I thought, why not just condense all of them into one feature?
Yeah. So what did you came up with 7 record stores, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think I got all of them.
So can you list them off the top of your head?
Okano
Jam, we actually did a show from, when was that, Gigio? 2 years ago? Last year we did one from
okay,
there.
Cool.
So anyway, so.
So Okano Jam, then there's Lloyd's.
Yep.
I threw in 1, 2, 3, 4, Go.
Right, because it's around the corner.
It's around the corner. Right. It's so close. I did Contact, which is in the alley. And I did Couch Date, and I did Amoeba and Rasputin. Yeah, that's 7.
I love Couch Date. Every time I go by there, I'm going to ask them if they're open to doing a show.
Yeah, that place is great. They're super nice people, and they've got a really cool collection there.
And yeah, I love how, you know, it's not just sort of walking into the record stores, but you do a lot of crate digging, too, in your videos, and then you review the records.
Yep.
So it seems like each one is quite different. Would you say that's true? Each store has its own unique flavor?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what's so cool about this area is that it's such a rich, like, every store has a different collection, a different vibe, and you can go and find. Like, Couch Date, you know, has a completely different vibe and collection than, like, Rasputin or something like
that. Because it's only part record store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, between Rasputin and Amoeba, they're right next door to each other, but Rasputin definitely, kind of, like, goes out to, like, the college kids a little bit more than Amoeba.
So, the record stores here, this one is like used records, and some of the other ones further down, like you mentioned Rasputin's and Amoeba, they tend to be more new, right?
Yeah, same with 1, 2, 3, 4, Go has kind of a lot of new records.
So when I was talking with Lloyd earlier, I was mentioning how you described this store. You said it has the feel, even though it's been here 1 year, that it's been here forever. Yeah. So how else would you describe this store for folks who haven't been to Lloyd's?
Oh, man, yeah, it's just that like very lived-in character that I love that really invites you for like a really long dig. You know, nothing against other shops, but it can be kind of like you can pop in just quickly go through it. Where here, it really lends itself to like getting down and dirty and checking everything out. There's gems hidden away everywhere. It's not just on the wall.
Yeah. Well, I was mentioning too about the record swap coming up soon here over on Adeline.
Oh yeah.
At Ghost Brewery? Mm-hmm. So do you go a lot of those too?
I do. Yeah. I really like the KUSF. Fair
that's coming up, right?
Is it?
Or they just happened.
Yeah. They usually do it twice a year now. That is an amazing one over in the city. Over here, yeah, you've got the Ghost Town one coming up. And then down in Alameda.
I was going to say, I saw a sign for one in Alameda a few months ago.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, they do.
Which one is that? What's it called?
It's like the Alameda Rock and Roll Swap or something. They have like two. They have like one that's more like just overall vintage, and then they have one that's dedicated to records. It could be maybe oversaturated. They do it maybe a little too often, but it gives you a lot of opportunity to get down there and do it yourself.
And isn't it a trip how records more and more record stores are opening up rather than closing?
It's true.
And up on College Avenue, too, you could do a little video on that, too.
I know. It's funny. I feel like Lloyd's opened pretty much the same week as Moving Records on Piedmont. It was like 2 brand new shops in like the span of like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So one last question for you. Well, 2 last questions. When you have all your visits here to Lloyd's, what is the ultimate...
Sorry. let's see here. I mean, I think on the video that I made, I highlighted the Steve Hyatt Down on the Road by the Beach, which is a really cool record, really like ambient, chilled out record that's really you don't see very often. So that was pretty cool. That was on the wall, so it didn't take too much digging. I mean, I found, like, Marine Girls, like a 80s post-punk record that you don't see all the time. I found that here for quite cheap, so that was cool, too.
Nice. So, last question. What's the video that you just put up, and what's your next one going to be?
I just put one. So, I did a quick trip down to San Diego and Los Angeles. So, I did another kind of tour of shops in that area, kind of a Southern California vibe. And then I have another one coming up that's like, I kind of love those records that kind of put 2 records in this, like the Beach Boys have these records. It's like 2 of their 70s records in one sleeve. Or like some jazz records from like Milestone did that in the 70s, like put 2 jazz records in one sleeve. So I'm doing like a 2-for. like a twofer video, just kind of like a bargain twofer. Yeah. I'm all about the bargains too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. And as I said, I have a link to your video right now on the playlist, and then I'm going to embed it at the when the show ends so that people can go in and if they haven't gone onto YouTube. So thank you so much. Hey. Appreciate it. So I see we're running out of time, so maybe I'm going to have to play a little instrumental and then encourage Gigio to get on the mic and do a freestyle. Gigio, do the freestyle. Dale is here from Lloyd's Records. Dale, you want to do any shout-outs?
Shout-out to Lloyd's Records, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, Spent On Records crew. Shit, Speedy Prince for doing all the shirts, for sure. You know, Graham for DJing at, with me at the bar. You know, Bar 355, every third Saturday we're there.
And one question for you. Best record you ever found at Lloyd's Records?
Oh, man, best record I found at Lloyd's. Let me see. I found Madtronics the other day that I was like, I need this.
Which one?
The Madtronics. Like, I have it right over there.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, listen, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Senior Gigio is going to do a little freestyle. Lloyd's Records freestyle on WFM. You know.
Hey, yo, check it, check it, check it. And right now, I'm live at Lloyd's to fill up the void. Coming through, killing all that noise for the B-boys and the B-girls. We ain't tripping off the decoys and the little toys. Check it out. Hey, yo, Mike Cat Sciatica from trying to lift up the heavy crates. My mic weighs a ton. I come through and I blaze like the sun under the full moon. But yo, I ain't done. I come through, I'm on one. Matter of fact, I'm off two. I come through and I cough you a brand new style that you ain't heard in a while. Over here with my man Billy Jam and we rhyming for infinite miles over here on the radio waves. Hey yo, I come through and I'm frying your brain like a microwave, but wait, I gotta go ahead and heal it. Grab the vinyl out the package and peel it back, put it on the track and let that ish spin. Come through and I get it in. Go ahead and I freestyle like a gym. Shine and polish it. Senor Gigio, come through with the styles you couldn't abolish, kid. Yeah, that's right. Hey, yo, I got more knowledge than the college kid and the college professor combined. Yeah, that's right. You already know I come through and I'm rhyming off the top of my mind, off the top of my brain, the cranium. I'm insane like drinking water that's poisoned with uranium. Yo, I come through with the ill vibranium. Senor Gigio, stay away from him, he a alien. When he on the track, it's like that, and it's just like that, you know what I'm saying? Lloyd Records is where it's at.
All right, all right, Telegraph. All right. Thank you so much, Senor Gigio. Thank you to the crew here at Lloyd's Records, including Lloyd Cargo, Aaron, who's at his other job, because it's out of love. And also, shout out going out to James, the engineer, Dale, the man, Senior Gigio, and everybody tuned in today. Really appreciate you checking out WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City at 91.9 FM, and on the dial, on the web, rather, WFMU.org. Mr. Finewine Downtown Soulville is next. I'm going to finish off with one last track that James will fade down because we'll probably run out of time. And next week's going to be FemCs Part 4, 2026, all female MCs.
Yeah.
This is Status the Marlboro Man. It's called In the End. Have a good weekend.
My words you could believe, yours will never leave the cyberverse. But I guess nothing is finite. My perception is sharpened with my lesson in eyesight. I'd explain how the retina connects intellect and etc. But I just showed you the highlight. You perceive things slower than you can see, of course. Let me come back to earth, gotta lower my G-force. I see reports, most my fans have a bloodlust. And all of the others are just a depleting resource. I hate a dry spell.
Being the king of hell, I still check my intake, looked in my think cell. If you equate what I drink at the rate that I create, I'll never finish the length of my replenishing inkwell.
In the end, it's all over in the end, it's all over in the end. Resurrect like Boris Karloff is the mummy, and it's the root of all evil, blood money, devil funding, mass murder in the Holy Land, and at the cleansing landscape bomb modern times, never ending mass grave, rosemary beads, the unseen can't bleed, can't kill ideas, bloody hands can't clean. An earthquake result of mass bomb landings. Western occupation takes lives while expanding. Man-made prophecy, burn books, start with Bibles. What some call terror is the fight for survival. Sick days, sick ways, sick mind, signs are vital. No lineage is buried, no kids, wives are bridal. Showers of bombs, acid rain, blood entitled. Waves say goodbye, warmongers are disguised.
Tune to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I am your host and programmer and fumbler of 45s, Mr. Finewine. I'll be your for 1 hour spinning these 45s. Boy, do I have some great records to play for you tonight. Let's get started.
Tell me why. Every time I see him with some other girl, it makes me feel worse than anything in the world. They always say he's cheating on me. I don't go by what I hear, but believe what I see. Tell me why.
To you.